Chris Ludva is here from the Kalamazoo Bach Festival, and he leads, of course, the chorus as well as the Kalamazoo College Singers. We're here to talk about Love Is, Volume 2. And welcome, Chris.
Thank you.
Well, so Volume 2, meaning there was a Volume 1.
Volume 1 was last year, the day before Valentine's Day, and makes a great evening out for people. This year, I think, is the day before as well, 14th. I never know which day is Valentine's Day. Anyway, it's not...
It's a made-up holiday anyway.
It's true. It's a Hallmark holiday, right? It's not relegated to the idea of romantic love, but this idea, this phrase coined by Lin-Manuel Miranda, that love manifests itself in so many different forms, whether it's familial or spiritual or love for the divine, love for nature, love for each other, love for community, and we will celebrate all of those.
So when we talked about this last year, you were putting together a really elaborate expression of an eclectic expression of love through the musical pieces, but also by including various guests and groups in the hopes, you know, of sharing even more with an audience than the talents of the Bach Festival chorus, but finding ways to blend them in with many in different ways. And would you say that
it went well? Yeah, I think you coined the phrase well when we were just discussing it a minute ago, that this idea of a parade of singers, literally. The gorgeous setting of First Congregational Church downtown has phenomenal acoustics, and so it's a real treat for all of us to collaborate with Michael Palmer and his group. But yes, you'll have the Bach Festival Chorus and the Chancel Choir, the college singers, Reo Lovace from Western Michigan, musicians that Michael's brought in, Corey Heitzig, the pianist. So it's going to be a cavalcade of talent.
Was there anything that was left off the list last year that you were like, oh, I'm definitely
going to do it in 2019. Yeah. I think the arrangement that actually we're closing the concert with of the great spiritual Yonder Come Day was on the list last year and then got left on the cutting room floor.
Put it in, yeah.
Yep. And certainly, I think the Durafle Ubi Caritas that we're starting the program with was also on the program last year and then got left off.
This concert will go on. I mean, we've had some really rough weather lately,
yes.
And it's affected many of the seasons of arts organizations in our area. But at this point, I feel like the directors and organizers are just saying, you know, we'll be there, and we are trusting people will be there too.
Yeah, I think there's always that thing where the final dress rehearsal is when people really step it up. And so I find that in a perfect world, yes, we would have had 2.5 more rehearsals than we had. We lost literally 2.5, and that was with a reschedule on a Saturday morning. But I think people rise to the occasion, and I think the music itself and the composers, what they've done, will all be served well by this concert and the singers, and I really applaud a lot of independent effort on their own, you know, and with the advent of the internet makes it so easy for people to study on their own and make sure that their part is solid. So as much as we love the idea of being together for lots of rehearsals, I think people have done a pretty good job of staying with it.
Well, let's get into some of the eclectic pieces you've chosen for the Love Is concert, which is on Wednesday, February 13th. And it starts at 7 p.m., which is a little earlier than sometimes concerts typically start around here. So remember, it's a 7 o'clock start.
Definitely worth noting. You could be home and in bed by 9.
Great.
With snacks after the concert, even.
Some of us really like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's hear a few examples.
Sure. So as I said, we're going to start off with a processional doing the Durafle Ubi Caritas, which the idea behind that is just this phrase, where there is God, there is love. Where there is love, there is God. And so we will use that to get our singers from the Bach Festival up onto the steps. And then we're going to jump in right from the get-go with all three groups performing the great spiritual, Will the Circle Be Unbroken. Starts off with a trio of K College students, beautiful female trio that just auditioned yesterday as a result of the snow and sounds fantastic.
Wow.
So, and then it's all of the choirs together, and it's where we chose intentionally to start the program with a question. will the circle be unbroken? Will this idea of love and the way that we treat each other in this world, how will it manifest? And that, of course, is up to us on a daily basis to answer that question.
Do you enjoy jumping centuries or decades
and
styles of music? Like side by side?
I think it's thrilling. You know, we're not one-dimensional people. We're multidimensional, and we have so many different loves and musics that we're drawn to. And I think it's fun to try to figure out what, for instance, the Kaye College Singers are doing a piece called Nyon Nyon, which is written by Jake Runnestad, kind of a relatively well-known in the choral world composer right now. And it's all nonsense syllables. So it's the idea of love for singing, just, you know, plain and simple. But that is very, very jazzy, and it's preceded by palestrina. So, you know, polyphonic, imitative stuff. And it's just really fun to work with the singers and say, okay, what do we need to do to make this sound like it's got integrity to the composer's wishes, but then also have this next piece be so energetic?
What a brilliant idea. You probably totally agree with that Ellington quote. You know, there's good music and what is it?
I know
two
the
kinds.
Quote. Right.
There's two kinds of music, good and bad.
Right. It's all good in this case. Yeah. What else are we doing? There's a piece that's, I think, Kim Dunn Adams had mentioned it called All of Us that is from a lovely suite of songs by Craig Hella Johnson, the director of Conspirare. He's one of the preeminent sort of professional conductors right now. And this is a piece, basically a small oratorio or a cantata, if you will, around the life and death of Matthew Shepard, which we honored the 10-year, I think it was, 20-year anniversary of recently. And the piece is so relevant. Again, this idea of how are we taking care of each other and that there's room in the tent for all of us. It's a beautiful piece. It draws on influence of Bach in the middle of it. So Craig Hella Johnson's experience with Bach, Bach chorales, and there's a very, very clear moment where it's the lineage to Bach is so obvious. And the rest of the piece is gospel. So it's really, even within that one piece, it hits two different genres, which I love. We're doing a world premiere by a composer named David O of three folk songs.
Really? How did you get acquainted with David O?
We knew of him through the choir, and I had been intrigued by his work since I started the job at Kaye a year or so ago, and we'd been talking about possibilities, and I said, you know, we really want something for this February concert that'll be exciting. And in the midst of the Me Too movement, the piece is, it's three songs, a Maui boat song, and that would have been, and talks about these different girls in Maui, and the women sing that. And then a piece about Never Will I Marry that would typically have been sung by women that is sung by the men. So it's kind of a gender bender. And then the whole piece ends with Battle Hymn of the Republic, but not in the traditional context. We have chosen to, or David chose to reset the text to Her Truth is Marching On, to get past this idea of sort of paternal and all male-centric ideas of the divinity and of the way that God reveals himself, and as well as this idea that maybe her truth being the truth of women in this society that may hopefully one day soon be more equitable.
By any chance, can we sing along with that one? Or
I think so, yeah. I think we'll probably print the changed lyrics in the program. So, yeah, the tune will be the same. I think people would be hard-pressed not to get out of their seats and really find themselves singing along with that song.
Chris Ludva has put together an amazingly varietal program for the Love Is concert on Wednesday, February 13th at 7 p.m. I wonder, for those who haven't heard Rea Olavace yet, if you would think about and maybe describe, what kind of words would you use to describe how she sings?
Oh, like caramel. Like the richest caramel. I mean, at the beautiful sort of, you know, when you find a really, really good, we're not talking like those little Kraft caramels, but like a real solid. So there's this stretchiness, this sense of give and take to the voice, but it's warm and liquid and just, oh, I'm so excited about collaborating with her.
Before we go, remind me of how the Congregational Church Chancel Choir is featured in the program.
So they, fortunately, Michael, such a great colleague, we collaborated last year when he was at the helm of the Kalamazoo Men's Chorus, and really just enjoyed watching his process, watched the way that he interacted with the singers and said, you know, we'd just love to work with you and with your own, the home choir there at the church. And they're a fine, fine group of musicians. And so they'll be doing the song Operator that Manhattan Transfer did years and years ago, written and arranged by Kirby Shaw. And then they're doing a piece called MLK, which is based on a U2 song. And then a very moving piece to finish called Hope for Resolution. So a set of three songs and then several group numbers as well. So we're really excited to see how all of us fit in the church and how we move back and forth and somehow manage to get ourselves into the chancel area for these big finales and openings. But that will be the part of the journey and part of the excitement for the audience.
You did it last year.
Exactly.
You can do it again.
Right.
Volume 3 next year?
I would hope so, yeah.
Okay. For the rest of the season, there's usually a big work, a finale that's coming up for part of the Bach Fest.
We have a double finale this year, sort of. We have Carmina Burana.
Sneak peek.
With
Carmina,
the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony. That'll be April 28th. It's a Sunday afternoon. And then a week later, a small group from Bach will be doing Vivaldi Gloria and a newer work, a cappella work by a contemporary composer. And then we're sharing that program with Arcado, conducted by Andrew Kohler. So very excited to end our season with that and of course, already planning for next season, but no spoiler alerts today.
Okay. It's all laid out at KalamazooBachFestival.org. And Chris, thank you for previewing Love Is Volume 2 concert with me.
Thank you.